This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Trump administration continues to react to the U.S. Congressional Budget Office report that says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO released its report Monday on the cost of carrying out President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to overhaul the system put in place by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Trump and other Republicans say the current system is too expensive and unfairly forces people to buy health insurance. White House spokesman John Spicer says the administration questions some of the figures, but despite that, there is that bottom line.
We have a system that mandates that people buy health insurance under penalty of law, and it's not working. And so the question is, what can we do instead, and what can we replace that with that gives people greater choice and lower costs? I think in most cases, of course, some people are always going to choose in a free society to not purchase something. I mean, we live in a country of 320 million people. At some point, you can't force a product or a good down people in a free society.
The Justice Department has asked for more time to respond to congressional requests to supply evidence for allegations by President Trump that former President Obama wiretapped his New York telephones during the campaign. Mr. Trump gave no proof when he tweeted the accusations this month, but White House spokesman John Spicer says the president did not mean to imply that Mr. Obama tapped his phone. Speaking at Monday's White House briefing, Spicer attempted to moderate the president's statement, suggesting that Obama ordered surveillance of his New York City hotel. He says he doesn't really think that President Obama went up and tapped his phone personally. That's according to Spicer. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May addressed Parliament Tuesday, a day after lawmakers gave her approval to begin Britain's exit from the European Union.
So, Mr. Speaker, this is not a moment to play politics or create uncertainty. It is a moment to bring our country together, to honour the will of the British people and to shape for them a better, brighter future and a better Britain. And I commend this statement to the House.
The exit process is expected to take about 2 years as British and EU officials negotiate exactly how to unwind the governmental and economic partnerships that come with EU membership. Scotland's First Minister took a step closer Monday to breaking up the United Kingdom by announcing she intends to begin the legal process of holding a new independence referendum for the Scots. At a news conference in Edinburgh, Nicola Sturgeon said it is the right thing to give Scots an opportunity to express their opinion following Brexit, last year's vote by Britain to leave the European Union. Sturgeon said that she wasn't prepared to do nothing while Brexit threatened Scotland's economy and links with Europe. Turkey continues to step up its rhetoric of threats against the Netherlands. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly called the Dutch government Nazis for preventing two of his ministers from speaking at a rally for ethnic Turks in support of an April referendum to extend presidential powers. Political columnist Semi Adiz of Al Monitor website says the dispute has reached unprecedented levels.
I think it is very serious because words and remarks have been exchanged that have never been exchanged before.
Despite Erdogan's tough rhetoric, no concrete steps have been taken. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Forces led by Libyan military strongman Khalifa Haftar have launched an offensive to take control of an oil port. The Libyan National Army, based in the eastern part of the country, had been mobilizing ground forces and carrying out airstrikes ahead of the assault. U.S. President Donald Trump is planning to host Chinese President Xi Jinping for a two-day summit next month at his palatial Florida mansion along the Atlantic Ocean, the first meeting between the two. Neither Washington nor Beijing has confirmed the summit at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, but U.S. news outlet report the meeting between the heads of the world's two largest economies is planned for April 6th and 7th. The report said the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is expected to complete plan for the Trump meeting when he meets later in Beijing. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.